Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
Wendy, a topic that is very close to my heart is that of UCT. As my alma mater, I was incredibly upset by recent developments, about talk of an academic boycott. Yeah, I believe things have changed. Yeah. What is the
story?
Well,
not so recent. I mean, this has been a saga of note over a 3-year period. I went over my notes over the weekend.
Yes.
It's been going on for 3 years, starting with the Academic Freedom Committee in the beginning of 2017, going to Senate, going to Council, going back to Senate, going to Senate. It's actually been, when you think about it, absolutely bizarre that so much time and so much energy has been wasted on the university decision-making body for something that is really just to placate a small group of academics who have got a very narrow agenda.
Is that where it originates from, a group of academics, not even outside of
yes.
the university with pressure groups?
And I have to tell you, I mean, we saw such nasty behavior, the spamming of academics on the Senate on a regular basis. We had a situation just before the last Senate meeting of students dressing up in soldiers' uniforms, sort of impersonating soldiers' students and handing out petitions. That kind of behavior has no place in a university. But that's the negative, and I think maybe today we should focus on
yes,
the positive.
Awesome. Tell
because
us.
Ultimately the Senate at the University of Cape Town voted and resoundingly voted to rescind the boycott resolution. And I think that's phenomenal. 68%, that's over two-thirds of a majority of the academics at UCT said no to an academic boycott.
Does this put the issue to bed for some time? Have we managed to kick it to touch, or is it going to be brought back just next month again by that same group?
No, this is the end. This is the end of the road. They have now gone through many different meetings, forums, senates, councils, but this was the definitive vote. There is a lot of work that needs to be done now because the decision has been made that they're going to find more constructive ways to deal with the conflict. And I think that UCT will now be applying its mind on how to work forward on that. But I just think it's such an important decision because it hasn't just got implications for UCT. It's got implications for all universities in South Africa, and I think even further afield. And the interest that we have had globally for this particular resolution has really been astounding. I have received the most wonderful messages from organizations around the world just saying this has been such an amazing victory. It's been a victory for freedom of academic freedom, really, on the university campus.
I've got to tell you, just as a betting person, I would have lost my house on this, and I'm so glad that I am so wrong. I just having come from Cape Town, having known that there is a far more fractious community in Cape Town. I'm talking about the different communities.
Yeah.
Within that, I thought that the debate would be...
I hear you, and I think that I was also concerned, and I think that we've just seen such bad behavior. We've seen intimidation. We've seen dishonesty around this process. And for me, that was the concern. But really, there was a high level of academics at the meeting on Friday. And I think that showed that people really have had enough. It's enough of this intimidation. It's enough of the university structures being hijacked by this agenda.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. What was the involvement of the South African Board of Jewish Deputies in this particular issue?
We've been involved throughout. We've certainly made our voice heard on the issue because we think that there are fundamental principles at stake here. There are fundamental principles in terms of academic freedom. There are fundamental principles in terms of singling out of the only Jewish state in the world. There are issues that here you are putting such time and energy into something that really is not going to make a difference in the situation between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And there's so many more reasons why this is just really would have been a really bad decision for our community. This would have been a bad decision for UCT. It would have had severe impacts and implications for the university. And I think it's also would have been a really bad decision for South Africa.
Congratulations to all of you at the SAJBD and whoever else was involved in achieving this outstanding, outstanding result that I really think no matter where you are, if you were a graduate of UCT, this came very close to the bone. So thank 100%. You. Thank you for correcting 100%. A wrong.
And congratulations as an alumni, because you're a stakeholder of the university. So
I
well done.
I got involved in that. I must tell you, I'm not
did
one
you
to
send
fill
your
in.
Submission?
I absolutely
Good
did
for
because
you.
It was that important to
yeah,
me.
For
yeah,
sure.
it really
for
was.
Sure.
Wendy, that's where we leave it. Thank you for making the time. And
thank
again,
you.
Thank you for all
Thanks
the work
for
that you
me.
Do.